Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today. This time, it is Francisco Rojas. I got you on this Monday, November 10th. And in the offseason, there's definitely time for me now, I feel, to maybe mix it up a little bit and you know, do some I wouldn't say like unconventional topics for the show, but you know, mix it up, get a little more creative, just, you know, not going with the everyday, you know, hot stove talk, which we will do, of course, throughout the offseason. But that being said, I think today is the type of day where I can give you something a little different. So I haven't done it in a while, I think at least since last offseason. All-decade team for the Phillies. I've done the 90s. I've done the 2000s, and next, we're going in order there, we're going 2010, so I'm going to give you my all-decades Phillies team from the 2010s. That'll be in about like 5-6 minutes from now, and we'll get to a little bit of around Major League Baseball as well just a little bit later. But first thing we got to get into, man, this Bryce Harper, more has come out about the incident that happened with Bryce Harper and Rob Manfred way back in July when Harper told the commissioner, Rob Manfred, to get the F out of our clubhouse if Rob Manfred wanted to talk about a salary cap. Now, we have more information, and this is all, just want to say, this is all alleged. This is not 100% confirmed, but this is alleged. This is Alan Walsh. He is a hockey agent. He's a big-time hockey agent. And he came out on a podcast recently. And on the podcast, he talked about what happened afterward, after the Harper-Manfred incident. And this was like right after it happened. This is what Alan Walsh had to say and what he heard happened after that.
This is alleged to what was said next. Harper and a few other players were now in a discussion afterwards with Manfred and some of Manfred's staff, including, I believe, the deputy commissioner who was also there. And in the course of this conversation, which also got heated, someone with Manfred, not Manfred, but somebody with him, like a deputy commissioner, said to Harper, "Don't ever say that again to the commissioner. Don't ever disrespect him again publicly like that. That's how people end up in a ditch." And that was never reported.
That's crazy. If this is true that this deputy to the Commissioner Rob Manfred told Bryce Harper that's how people end up in a ditch. I don't even have like words for that. Now, I think there's one way to say to Bryce Harper, like, hey, man, we're not going to, you can't speak to the commissioner like that and maybe do it in a professional manner. But I don't even know how to respond to that. And if that's true, I don't even know how would you respond to that if you're Bryce. Like, that is, I mean, that is some serious stuff. That's how people end up in a ditch. I don't even have the words. And again, this is all alleged. So this is not confirmed. This isn't like 100% that this happened. But it is alleged to my knowledge right now, and to knowledge on social media, and to I think TMZ Sports reported on it, Forbes.com, which I was reading this morning, they reported on it as well. So just crazy, crazy stuff there that apparently this happened. Apparently that a deputy to the commissioner in baseball told Bryce Harper, don't ever say that again to the commissioner. Don't ever disrespect him again publicly like that. That's how people end up in a ditch. That is just insane. I really don't have a lot of, I don't even know how to, but we had to talk about it here because it's just insane. All right. All decades team, 2010s for the Phillies. A lot of it, dark period in Phillies baseball, right? From 20... Look, I know 2012, they were a 500 team, so it wasn't the worst. 2018, they were a 500 team, right? 2018 and 2019, somewhere around 500. Not great, you know, mediocre years. Not years we love, but look, we've had some really bad years here in Philadelphia Phillies history. So, but still, those years were not great, or they were mediocre, but the years between 2012 and 2018, they were bad. They were not good. A lot of players, and I'll name some players right now that aren't going to be on the all-decades team. Let's just get out of the way. Guys like Cameron Rupp. Guys like some guys we like too. Freddie Galvis, I think. Yeah, we like Galvis a little bit. I mean, Cameron Rupp, Freddie Galvis. Aaron Altair. I mean, I can. Some of these guys I didn't hate, but some of these guys were supposed to be. Like Tommy Joseph was supposed to be the future of the Phils to a certain extent, right? And those were not great years to have those guys. But that being said, all decade team for the 2010s Philadelphia Phillies. So we're gonna go every position in the field. I do a starting pitcher, and then I do a closer as well. I was considering doing like a utility player, but thought, no, let's not do a utility player. Maybe I should have. Maybe next time if you want me to do a utility player, let me know. You can tweet me at @Rojas_media_ and let me know just thoughts, criticism, all that stuff. You can let me know that stuff. But starting with catcher, so we're going to go through all the positions in the field. Catcher, going Carlos Ruiz. Yes. He did get suspended for using performance-enhancing drugs. And yes, that year, he did have like his best season offensively. I know he did. And that was, what, 2013? I think that was for Chooch. And yeah, it was the year he hit, like 2012, he hit 16 homers and had a 935 OPS. He was amazing when they the all-star team first and only all-star appearance. Yeah, he might have used performance enhancing drugs. He got suspended for it, but still, I think compared to any of the other catchers that the Phils had the rest of that decade, whether it was Alfaro and JT only played here, you know, the 1 year, 2019, if we're just looking at the decades of 20, by the way, this is 2010 to 2019. So if we're looking at that decade, Real Muto only played the 1 year, and JT probably, if he plays the years he played from 19 to 22, 23, up till now, he did that in the 2010s, he's probably your catcher. But this situation, it's not. It's Carlos Ruiz, though. It's not Cameron Rupp. It's not JT Real Muto. It's not Jorge Alfaro. I got to give it to Chooch. So Chooch will get the catcher position here. First base, I was actually considering putting Rhys Hoskins here, but I think Ryan Howard, even though he wasn't necessarily the same Howard he was from 06 to 09, still 2010 and 2011, still 30 plus homers, still OPS is over 800. And throughout the rest of like the early and mid 2010s, still putting up like okay numbers. So I'm going to put Ryan Howard as my first baseman. 20 plus home runs five times, 30 plus home runs in 2010 and 2011. And he finished 10th in MVP voting, both in 2010 and 2011 as well. So I'm giving Howard my first base honors. Second base, no surprise here. A couple of these other ones aren't going to be surprises to you. But second base, going Chase Utley. Cesar Hernandez was not good enough. I didn't mind Cesar. I actually didn't hate Cesar in to the mid to late 2010s here. He wasn't a bad player. He just wasn't a really good player. And Chase, he wasn't elite anymore in the early 2010s, but he was still a good second baseman. He still had a 116 OPS plus from 2010 to 2014. And he was still a good baseball player throughout those years all around. Again, he wasn't putting up like the Hall of Fame numbers type of numbers that he was putting up with the Phils his first 5 to 6 years of his career. But in the early 2010s, Chase, marred by injuries a little bit, but still was a pretty good player. Shortstop, and you're going to notice a theme here with, with Howard, Utley, and then shortstop, it's Jimmy Rollins. It's still J-Roll. Don't know who you would put in there from the other years. Freddie Galvis not putting him over J-Roll. I think Segura played shortstop here in 2019, right? So I'm not putting Segura over J-Roll. Putting Jimmy there, still put up, again, he wasn't putting up numbers that he was putting up in the 2000s. But he still put up like halfway decent numbers. Defensively, technically, the metrics say he wasn't as good as he was earlier on in his career, and same thing with the offensive numbers. But again, this is just what happens to players anyway. But shortstop, I think that J-Roll still put up halfway decent numbers from 2010 to 2014, which were like his last 5 years with the Phillies. So I will put Jimmy as my shortstop. Third base. Now, third base, I was going back and forth here. I was going back and forth here for a while, and you could kind of go either way for me. It was between Placido Polanco and Michael Franco for third base. And I said to myself, like, come on, am I really going to give it to Michael Franco? And I was really close. I ended up giving it to Placido Polanco. I think
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
His defense made him a little bit more valuable of a player, and I'm only going off of 2010 to 2012, which is when Polanco played here. In his later years in his career, he did play for the Phils from 02 to 05 when he was traded to the Tigers that year. But Franco, or Polanco. I'm putting him over Franco just because Polanco is better defensively. I mean, he was a better contact hitter than Franco. And you know, Franco did hit 20 plus home runs 3 years in a row from 16 to 18. And then he was the best eight hole hitter in baseball in 2019. But I think Franco just wasn't as valuable of a player as Polanco just because Franco wasn't all that good defensively. Polanco was much better defensively. He won a gold glove here in 2011 along with making an all-star team. So I'm going with Polanco at third base over Franco. So Placido Polanco, my third baseman. Outfield, this might be a little controversial, but honestly, it was tough because Jason Wirth only played 1 year here in the 2010s before he signed that big deal with Washington. I'm trying to think of who else. Like Kutch only played in the one. He played 60 games. He played 50, whatever it was, 59 games for the Phils in 2019. Nick Williams wasn't making it, sorry. Aaron Altair wasn't making it, sorry. Trying to think. Marlon Byrd wasn't making it, only played the 1 year here. So, your outfielders, and you can, look, I'm not going exact positions. They can all, but if you want to go left to right. Left field, a little controversial, but I think I'd take his offense there in the outfield, even though he was really bad defensively. He was really bad in 2018 in left field, Rhys Hoskins. Going Rhys Hoskins in left field, he was really bad. Negative 18 defensive run save in 2018. But look, man, Rhys from 2017 to 2019 came up in 2017 and played like 60 games and finished fourth in Rookie of the Year voting at like 17 home runs. Rhys did, and I think set that record for the homers in whatever stretch it was. We had 18 home runs, sorry, and played 50 games. 18 homers in 50 games, finished fourth in Rookie of the Year voting. And then 18 and 19, hit 34 homers in 18, 29 homers in 19, led the league in walks in 2019. And had a really good OPS too in those two and a half years, basically. But I will put Hoskins over there in left field. I just think looking at guys like Ben Revere too, there just wasn't enough. I will take Rhys, even though he's bad defensively out there. Given the options here, I'm taking Rhys as my left fielder. Center field, Shane Victorino. Yes, he got traded early in the 2010s. In 2012 was traded to the Dodgers, but I will take Victorino from 2010 to 2012 and a half, or whatever it was, not 2012 and a half, like 2011 and a half, technically half the season 2012. I will take that Victorino, considering how good defensively and offensively he still was at those points. So I'm taking Victorino as my center fielder, and then right field, going Odubel Herrera. Even though he was really more of a center fielder, I'm putting him in right. Again, the options in outfield were not fantastic. They weren't. But Odubel, still like early in his career, I think he had back-to-back four war seasons in 2015 and 2016. Almost a five war season in 2016. Made the All-Star team that year. Phillies needed an All-Star, so Odubel was their All-Star. I'm trying to think if anybody else made the All-Star team from that year. I don't remember. Might have been... it probably was only Odubel. I think it was maybe Neshek. Nah, I don't think Neshek was even on the team that year. I forget. Either way, Odubel, my right fielder, had the 45 game on base streak too. Don't forget that. All right, so I'm going with Odubel for my, so left to right, Hoskins, Victorino, Odubel, my outfield. Starting pitcher, I know it was only a couple of years here that they were elite, but so impactful. I don't really have to explain too much. If you're listening to this podcast, you know I'm about to say Roy Halladay. Cliff Lee, Cole Hamels were also incredible options. Nola, too, even to a certain extent. But Doc, you can't, the impact of what he did in 2010 and 2011. Cy Young, perfect game. I mean, postseason, no hitter. Almost won the Cy Young again in 2011. My goodness, if it wasn't for Kershaw, who had just maybe a tiny bit slightly better of a year. I mean, Doc wins that Cy Young, and it just unbelievable. You know, regular season and postseason, what he did from 2010 and 2011. Just unbelievable what he did for the Phillies, for Major League Baseball, at everything. So Doc is my starting pitcher. And then I'm going closer, and I'm going, and you're going to hate me. You probably are going to hate me. But going Jonathan Papelbon. Jonathan Papelbon, the all-time leader in saves for the Philadelphia Phillies. It is Jonathan Papelbon. And to me, there is no doubt about it. It should be Papelbon. Ken Giles had a couple of incredible seasons here. Hector Neris, you know, was up and down here with the Phils. It's not Hector Neris, but Ken Giles, he was close. You know, Lidge was towards the end of his tenure here with the Phils. Ryan Madsen, good, was very good. Maybe a little underrated too, but I'm not going to give it to Madsen. Give it to Jonathan Papelbon. His 123 saves, all-time saves leader, and he was really good here, just an ERA, just a touch over two. So I am going with Jonathan Papelbon as my closer. So the team again, catcher, Carlos Ruiz. First base, Ryan Howard. Second base, Chase Utley. Shortstop, Jimmy Rollins. Third base, Placido Polanco. Outfield, left to right, Rhys Hoskins, Shane Victorino, Odubel Herrera. Starting pitcher, Roy Halladay. Closer, Jonathan Papelbon. Let me know what you think about this all-decade team. I know it's not a great decade. You know, 2010 and 2011, the heartbreak of those seasons, and then really didn't make the playoffs again until 2022, so we didn't see the playoffs for the rest of the decade after 2011 and had some really, really, really bad years. But, you know, if I'm going around the horn with my all-decades teams, then I got to do the 2010s. And maybe I'll go back until I've done 90s, 2000s, and 2010s. I feel like it would only be right if I did like the 80s. I mean, if I keep going back, like what am I really going to do? Like the 1940s? Am I really going to do that? I don't know. Maybe. I don't know who would listen though, to be honest. Like, would you listen to me if I did a 1940s all decades team for the Phillies? No. Maybe for like 90. Any 90-year-olds out there want me to do it? I'll do it. I'll do it for you. So, but that's my all-decade team for the 2010s Philadelphia Phillies. Let me know your thoughts. You can tweet me at @Rojas_media_ and give me your thoughts on my all-decade team for the Philadelphia Phillies. A little bit of around Major League Baseball. So the end-of-year awards are very soon. So we are going to get, I think the... So today is going to be the Rookie of the Year Awards. Tomorrow will be the Manager of the Year Awards. By the way, Rob Thompson, one of those finalists for that award. Wednesday will be Cy Young, and then Thursday will be MVP. So we'll see. Maybe Kyle Schwarber has a shot at the MVP on Thursday. I don't think so. I think especially with the way the year ended for the Dodgers, it feels like Shohei Ohtani. But I forget exactly when they do the voting. Do they do it, like, is it recent? Because, like, playoffs have to have like a bit of an influence, like mentally, but they must do it like right at the end of the regular season. Not sure exactly, but the BBWAA awards are going to be the next couple of days, so look out for that. Also, man, crazy insane news: Emmanuel Clase and Luis Ortiz, who it was a whole thing this year about the betting scandal and them intentionally throwing pitches in the dirt and intentionally throwing away pitches and whatnot, were charged with fraud. And this was yesterday. We're charged with fraud, according to Jeff Passan. Conspiracy and bribery stemming from an alleged scheme to rig individual pitches that led to gamblers winning hundreds of thousands of dollars, according to an indictment unsealed by federal prosecutors on Sunday, yesterday. Ortiz was arrested Sunday morning in Boston, and Class A currently, well, according to yesterday, was not in custody. Unbelievable. I guess we're all not surprised. They could potentially face up to 65 years in prison, I think total. I forget exactly what it was, but it's somewhere around like 65 years in prison. Look, people are going to say, like, oh, how stupid can they be? They're making all this money. I don't disagree. Like, obviously, they knew that, but some guys just... And you knew this was going to happen. Again, we had the Billups thing and the Rozier thing recently, along with Damon Jones. You knew this stuff was going to happen once they made betting legal. Like, guys were going to start... There was going to start to be stories about this stuff. So, man, crazy about that. And also, Just prayers to Alex Vezia and his wife. I believe it was either Vezia or his wife. I think both of them posted on Friday. I believe it was Friday. It was Thursday or Friday. I think it was Friday that they lost their infant daughter. And that was why Vezia missed the World Series. And just heartbreaking, unbelievable, just horrible, horrible news about Vezia, his wife, and his family. Just horrible news. So prayer, sending all the prayers and condolences to Vezia, friends, family of Vezia, and the LA Dodgers organization. Just horrible, horrible news. So prayers go to Alex Vezia. So, but that is going to do it for another episode of Phillies Today. Again, you can follow me on Twitter at @Rojas_media_. Let me know what you think about the Harper alleged report that a deputy to the commissioner told him. That's how people end up in a ditch. Tell me about the all-decade team for the 2010s. Let me know about that. And that's about it. So that will do it for me. I'll talk to you guys later this week. Enjoy all the other episodes that we have here on Phillies Today on Phillies 24/7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.